Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? We ended August on a wonderful, wonderful Sunday, and just a full house and great spirit and decisions made for Christ, and just wonderful, wonderful day with the people of God. God met with us, spoke to our hearts, and helped us, and I hope it was that way where you were. And I hope you were in your place and that God met with you and spoke to your heart and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And now we're ready for another work week, the last 3 days of August, 29, 30, 31, and then we'll turn the calendar over to the month of September. But if your Bible's close by today, I want to share a real important thought with you today concerning the church and the world. Now, John chapter 17. John 17 is the Lord's Prayer. You say, you mean it's our Father which art in heaven? No, that's the model prayer that Jesus gave his disciples when they asked, teach us to pray. But the true prayer of the Lord Jesus is here in John 17. I think this is probably part of his prayer that he prayed in the garden that night in Gethsemane. But he says in John 17, verse 1, these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now we'll stop right there for now. But Jesus, this is Jesus' prayer really for us and the church. And yet half of the verses here deal with the world. Now, Jesus doesn't directly mention the word church, but we're there. And the world here, when the Bible speaks of the world, it just means the world arrangement. I mean, the buying, the eating, the drinking, the selling, the things that go on in the world. 1 John 2:16-17 tells us all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And we're not to love the things of the world. You understand, there's two kingdoms, just two, the world and God's. The world and God's. Everything in this world is part of the world, except one thing, the church. The church. We live, and the church is born-again believers. And I'll say more about that here in just a minute. But we live in the world, we work in the world, we buy in the world. But when God saves us, he calls us out of the world. And the only place we can come out of the world is his church. The place we go to keep our affections on things above and not on things below is the church. There's really only two places you can be, in the world or in the church. The word for church in the Bible means a called out assembly. Called out from where? We're called out from the world. When God calls us out of the world, he calls us into his church, into the church. You're not going to grow in grace outside the church. You may study your Bible at home, and I think you should, but it won't take the place of church. That's why the church is a called out assembly. That's why we don't bring the worldly methods. We don't bring the worldly music. We don't bring the worldly philosophy into our church. Well, then we're ceasing to be a called out assembly. He's called us out into the church, and then he sends us out from the church back into the world. Why? Look at verse 21 of John 17. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. He sends us back out into the world, that the world may believe that God has sent Jesus Christ. We want them to know and believe in Jesus Christ. So we come out of the world to church, we get strength, and then we go out to the world that they might believe and then come back and get strength to go back out into the world that they might believe, and we repeat it. We don't go out. Listen, we don't come out permanently. We're not a church all the time. And we don't go out to the world permanently. It's called out to the church, back out into the world. Called into the church, back out into the world. Called into the church, back out into the world. There's only two places you can be, my friend. You're either in church or you're in the world. That's the only two places you can be. Now look at, notice again, verse 5 and 6 that we read a moment ago. Now, Father, glorify with me thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. The men thou gavest me out of the world. See, when you come to Christ, you get out of the world. And the only place that you can get out of the world is church. You don't necessarily smoke or do drugs or chew or spit or cuss, be worldly in the church. No, that's why we talk about three to thrive here, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Many Christians, it's not that they love sin. It's that they love the world. The Bible, that's why would the Bible tell us love not the world, neither things are in the world, if we don't have a problem loving the world? When the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, the calling out of the church, calling out of believers from the world, that's called the church, a called out assembly of believers. We're not to forsake the assembling. Why do people do that? Because they love the world. And we're strictly commanded to not love the world. So you come out of the world and you come to church and you get strength to go out and not curse. You come to church and get strength, and then go out, and I don't want the world's music. And I don't have any desire for their parties. I don't have any desire for the things that they love. You understand, I smoked a cigarette every time I wanted to last week. You know how many I smoked? I didn't smoke one. I didn't want to. I listened to the raunchy music and the worldly music all I wanted to last week. You know what I listened to? None. Why? I have no desire for that. I have no appetite for that. Why? Because I've been in church, and I've got the Word of God. And so I come to church and I get strength and I talk about Jesus. Why? So I can go out into the world and talk about Jesus. Church is for singing about Jesus. Church is for praising the name of Jesus. Church is for preaching the Word of God and uplifting Jesus Christ and seeing people come to know Christ as their Savior. And so we can go and talk about Him to others. That's why Jesus said in all things, He's to have the preeminence, that He is the head of the church. And so we always talk about Jesus when we're at church, and we open up the Word of God when we are at church. It's the church that helps us to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, John 17, in verse number 7. Now they have known not that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Verse 8. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them, and I pray not for the world, but for them which hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I am come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. Jesus prayed for the church. He prays for us. Why? He knows that if the church will pray, the world will get the message. Coming out of the world doesn't mean I just stop doing sinful things. Coming out of the world means I get out of the world and I get into church. College is not a substitute for church. Your home Bible study is not a substitute for church. Your personal Bible study is not a substitute for church. Verse 13 and 14 of John 17. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Yes, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We are not conformed to the world. We are with them in the world, but we are not to be like them and be of the world. You see, the great testimony is for a Christian to live like Jesus Christ. Now, that takes courage, and that takes strength, and that takes ability more than what we have. Well, that strength comes from Christ, and that strength from Christ will come from being in church. He prays in verse number 15, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Keep us from the evil in the world. And that won't happen if we don't come out into the church. And that's where we get the strength to resist the evil from the world. Verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Sanctify means set apart. So again, we're set apart because we're coming to church. And how do we get set apart? Through the Word of God. That's why we carry the Bible to church. We read the Bible at church. We study the Bible at church. We quote the Bible at church. We memorize the Bible. We preach Christ. We lift up Christ. We make much of the Word of God at Bible Baptist Church. Why? Because Jesus said, sanctify them, set them apart from the world by thy truth, the Word of God. We are not of the world because we are of the Word. You won't be of the Word and of the world at the same time. Oh, I can't stress enough how important and how vital the local church is to the Christian life. Jesus never intended for a Christian to be outside the local church. I'm thankful for the radio. I'm thankful for the ability to listen to messages on the radio. I'm thankful for those of you who listen to us on the radio. But that doesn't take the place of church. I mean, you need to come out from the world and gather with a called out assembly of believers and hear about Jesus and see Jesus lifted up and set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. And then go out from there back into the world. Why? That they might believe. So we can preach Jesus Christ to them. So we can go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus never intended for a Christian to be outside of a called out assembly of believers, the local church. See, if you're not faithful to church, then if you don't go to church, then where are you? Yes, you're in the world. You're in the world. And if you're in the world and you never come out of the world, you soon will be of the world. And Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. I believe long before Demas ever left Paul, he started loving the world. See, and he did that. I'll guarantee you, he started forsaking the assembling of himself together. Oh, be faithful to church. Be faithful to come out from among them. Be careful to come out and gather with other believers and then go back in and tell the gospel story, the church and the world. Well, I hope that's been a help to you today, and I hope you'll gather faithfully with your church when they decide to meet. We meet here Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and of course, we have RU on Friday night. We have Grove City School of the Bible on Tuesday night. We just think it ought to be, as the Bible says, so much the more as you see the day approaching. We shouldn't be looking for less church. We should be looking for more church as we see the day approaching. And I hope that's a blessing to you today. Well, thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio, and I'll look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. Or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.